Got another hour of the folk show with me, and then Hattie Hubbs will be here from 3 to 5. On this hour, we've got Paul McKenna Band, Illy Amy, Don Lowe, Danny Schmidt, Abigail Washburn, The Pogues, and much more. So I hope you can stay tuned. We'll start off this set with a track from a somewhat recent album put out by Loretta Lynn, a song called Black Jack David.
Black Jack David come riding through the woods, and he sings so loud and gaily, made the hills around him ring, and he charmed the hearts of the lady, charmed the hearts of the lady. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey? She answered him with a silly little grin, I'll be 16 next Sunday, be 16 next Sunday. Take you across the deep blue sea where you never shall want for money, you never shall want for money. She pulled off her high heel shoes, they were made of Spanish leather. She put on her low heel shoes, and they both rode off together, both rode off together. Beside my Black Jack David.
Staring down at my black, black cup, all of the sudden good and everything is looking up. Don't come by and talk to me about the healthy benefits of tea. Oh, not to me. Macchiato, mochaccino, half calf, cappuccino. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Americano, mocha, grande, tall, decaf. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. I love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. Love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do.
One day I went on my ramble from Swinford to Sweet Valley. I met with a maid as I rambled, and her name it was Mary McGee. She said, for the sake of old Ireland, Michael Davitt, my brave Irish boy, he is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. I quickly approached this fair maiden, asked what was the cause of her woe, and what was the reason for misery that forced her from her home to go. She sighed for the rights of old Ireland, Michael Davitt, my brave Irish boy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. '67, we had brave men and true men also. There was a young Peter Carney, God rest him, he died in Killarney also. He was drilled by my darling, my David, in the valleys and plains of Fermoy. And that's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. That's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And now to conclude and to finish, I hope that the day soon will come when those cruel landlords and bailiffs from the Isle of St. Patrick must run. They'll unfurl our green and gold banners and raise them for Ireland on high. And we will drink to our brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And we will drink to our brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy.
To my secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. Hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you, yeah. I made this half-pony, half-monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys and you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony making a gift for you? Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you. Picture the two of us alone inside my golden submarine, while up above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you. You know it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain, so maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink. Think about me and you, just you guys on this one.
I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside.
That was Skullcrusher Mountain, a warped mad scientist love song by Jonathan Colton. Before that was the Paul McKenna Band doing the Banks of the Moy. Before that was Mark Black telling us that, oh, I love my coffee. And we started off with Loretta Lynn doing Black Jack David. Local bluegrass band the Tussie Mountain Moonshiners will be featured as part of Lamont's Concerts on the Village Green on Friday, June 10. The music starts at 7:30 p.m. For more information about this and other live folk music events, visit WPSU.org and check out the community calendar. And Lamont Village Green has concerts every Friday night in the summer at 7:30 p.m. Free. They just pass around a donation basket to maintain the greenery that's right by the Village Green. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show. My name is Steve Van Hook. I hope you've been enjoying the music. Got some more great tunes for you. We'll start off with Illy Amy doing We Can Work It Out.
Gotta see it my way. Do we have to keep on talking till I can't go on? say it. Get it wrong till you think it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time. Blessing. Time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
And broke and smelling of wine. Don't forget that, but for the grace of God, go thee. Reach out to him, and it only takes a little warmth in your heart, all on the griddle. He just needs the same as you and me. He needs pancakes, pancakes from the death swamps to the Finger Lakes. Soft and sweet, big and round, stir them up. Lay them down, those pancakes, pancakes, lighter than a feather and thick as steaks. It's got to be just a pancake for me. Any time of day, it's got to be just a pancake for me.
County, Kansas. Flew the flag at Dixie underneath Old Glory, was a family values man. And John took time from the farm to serve on the local school board. To folks around here, he was a hero, a man of principle and the Lord. Teacher from the school, he tried to teach evolution to the sophomore class, make monkeys of me and you. Well, John called a meeting on the very next day. Everyone was there. The crowd cheered loud as John James Jones waved his Bible in the air. The teacher left town on the very next day, took with him all those evolution lies. Shawnee County got back to normal till we got an inconvenient surprise. John James Jones found dinosaur bones digging in the field in the spring. It was the strangest thing, and it really made him think, could it be the missing link? Famous. Got his picture with some scientist guys who said those bones were 221 million years old and a whole bunch of other lies. Well, no one ever took any dinosaurs with them when he loaded up that great big boat. And the earth is only 6,000 years old, so the whole thing doesn't float.
No more. Iceland God just tore the mountains at their seams. Looks like God just tore the mountains at their seams. So clean, so clean. The tree line from the stream. So clean, so clean, so clean. It looks like God just broke the moon in half again. Looks like God just broke the moon in half again, man, man, oh man. It's still twice again, it's grand, so grand, so grand, so grand. Sunset on the sky. Looks like God just spilled a sunset on the sky. My, my, oh my. I might give my hand to try and try and try and try.
That was Danny Smith with Looks Like God. That's from an acoustic demo CD that he put out recently in conjunction with his Owls album. Before that was Don Lowe with Dinosaur Bones. Before that, Abe Loomis with Pancakes. And we started off with Illy Amy doing We Can Work It Out. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show. This is WPSU, heard in Du Bois at 92.1 and in Pine Grove Mills at 91.5. Nittany Theater at the Barn presents the drama 12 Angry Men with a cast of men and women, June 7th through 25th at the Bull Barn in Bowlesburg. You'll find details on the community calendar at wpsu.org/radio. So weather forecast for listening area today, thunderstorms likely later this afternoon, highs around 80 tonight, heavy rain, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s, and tomorrow, continued patchy fog and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. It's 75 in Huntingdon, 74 in Kane, 79 in Clearfield, and 75 in State College. We'll start off this next set with a funny song. Hope you won't be offended. It's called Yoga Lady, so it's a combination of cowboy song and yoga song by Steve Brooks.
Endless Texas plains, hit the town of Austin, where folks get kind of strange. He took a little mosey, then he got a little nosy, and he thought he would explore the yoga school next door. He saw a yoga lady, she was slippery as soap, did tricks with her own body he could not do with a rope. She was perfectly proportioned as she went through her contortions. He dipped a little coat, and this is what he spoke. Yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady. Now would you please enlighten me exactly why it is you take your shapely body and you give it such a twist? I rode with lots of doggies, but not with any yogis. And tell me if you can, using words I'll understand. Yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady.
said,
my thoughts are just like cattle or a bunch of tumbleweeds, and I'm trying to corral them while they're trying to stampede. But a little bit of bending brings me bliss that's never ending. I keep those critters tame with an arm upon the range.
Yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady.
Sweet yoga lady, now I think I understand. A sound of one hand clapping is a sound of one cow hand. He dropped his old six shooter, he picked up her Kama Sutra, and soon he found Nirvana with his Mahayana mama.
Yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady, yoga lady.
Lady and the cowboy, they bought themselves a ranch. He's got her roping cattle
while she's got him doing chants.
He does his kundalini
while she eats her beans and weenies,
and her finding inner peace in the wild, wild east.
I'm the yoga lady, I'm the yoga lady, I'm the yoga lady, I'm the yoga lady.
I am a musician of incredible success.
I don't have a day job that's successful, I would guess. I ply my trade most night times when most other folks are free. I tour and I travel for a fee. When I pull into my driveway after many miles and treks, I hug and kiss my lovely wife, and then we have some dinner, and then it's time to make up for the time that I was gone. I've got a honey-do list that is very, very long. Laundry has been piling up while I've been gallivanting. Those lilies by the Buddha are in need of some transplanting. My wife has been here working while I've been out there wandering. Still some questions linger on that I have been a-pondering. Does Randy Newman wash a dish? Does Dylan take out trash? Was Fluffy's little litter box kept clean by Johnny Cash? Did Lennon lift a finger round the house from dusk till dawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Now I would not compare myself to those iconic folks. Still I write my share of serious songs and tasteful jokes. Yet as I take the rotting food out to the compost heap, these thoughts into my subconscious do creep. Does Cat Stevens ever wash his car to Chapin trim a tree? Do Crosby, Stills, and Nash divide the household chores by three? Does Clapton ever clean up clutter? Did Joplin clean a John? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Those kits for making furniture, did Springsteen ever build one? Or water buckets for the plants, did Elvis ever fill one? Not to mention schlepping, shopping, sorting out the bills. Does Gordon Lightfoot go and get his own prescription pills? I doubt it. So now you know my story. I do all that stuff and more, but I'll gladly pull my weight at home and sweetly sweep the floor. Yet every now and then as I unpack, I often find a curious thought meandering through an overactive mind. Does Paul McCartney walk the dog? Paul Simon drive to town? Were Pooch's little poopies ever scooped by Jackson Brown? Does JT lift the boxes in the basement with his brawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Does John Prine ever wash and peel a prawn? Does Carol King cut out a food coupon? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn?
Let's get into it and get some movement with our support from Grace with God. let's go with Hell's Kitchen record.
That was the Pogues with Joe Strummer doing If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Before that, David Roth wondering, does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Before that, Abigail Washburn with Evening in Transylvania. And we started off with Steve Brooks doing Yoga Lady. Join fellow Irish music lovers at the State College Irish Sessions on Thursday, June 9. They will be welcoming traditional instrument and traditional music players and lovers on the second Thursday of every month at Belfont's Big Spring Spirits. Music starts at 7 p.m. For more information about this and other live folk music events, visit WPSU.org and check out the community calendar. Well, I got one more set before Hattie Hubbs comes on at 3 o'clock. We'll start that set off with Nora Jane Struthers, and then we're going to hear again from the Black Feathers, who will be playing tonight at the Oak Mountain Hideaway Concert Series in Frenchville. But first, Nora Jane Struthers with Cowgirl Yodel Number 3.
Blind that I could see, raining down on me. boy hand. And I'm so done in from knowing I can't win. And that's why I'm forfeiting the game. And it all came down. I was blind, but I could see. Raining down on me. And it all turned around. I was blind, but I could see.
They were only halfway young farmer's daughters, the farmer's sons, married in the Crossroads Church near the Indiana line. And they walked together down the state line road with their arms around each other in their dusty clothes. One foot in Ohio and the other walked another. Children born snapping beans and shucking corn. They gather round the old upright piano with their songs and violins. And I remember very well all the stories we heard tell about a working horse named Red and how they cried and put him down. And sigh of the boys who once slept there. And as a young boy, I had this dream as I lay down by the old farm stream, the rocking great great granddad's arms, aunts and uncles. Each other in our dusty clothes, one foot in Ohio and the other walked another time
Bowling Green. Whoa, good old Bowling Green.
That was the Barefoot Movement with Bowling Green. Before that was Tim Grimm with Anne in Amsterdam. Before that, April Virch with Polska from Kumla. Before that, the Black Feathers, Cowgirl Yodel number 3. The Black Feathers with All Came Down. And then before that was Nora Jane Struthers with Cowgirl Yodel number 3. And the Black Feathers are playing tonight at the Black Mountain Hideaway in Frenchville, Pennsylvania. So weather forecast for the listening area today. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Highs around 80 tonight. Heavy rain, patchy fog. Lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, continued patchy fog and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 73 in Altoona, 77 in Kane, 77 in State College. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane. Listener-supported public radio for central and northern Pennsylvania and outreach service of Penn State. We'll be back after this news break.